From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Embattled Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt resigned Thursday after fighting numerous scandals and alleged ethics violations. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, President Donald Trump praised Pruitt for his work and thanked him for his service to the country.
From travel and security costs to dealings with industry lobbyists, Pruitt was facing several congressional and oversight inquiries and had become a constant source of embarrassment to the president, who tweeted he has accepted Pruitt's resignation. Pruitt denied wrongdoing, and the president had praised his efforts to cut regulations at the EPA. He tweeted Pruitt's done an outstanding job within the agency, writing, "I will always be thankful to him for this." Sagar Magani, Washington.
China has warned that it will retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods if the Trump administration goes ahead with planned tariffs against Chinese products. As Ed Giles of Reuters reports, President Donald Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs on more than 800 Chinese products in just over 2 hours' time.
China's Commerce Ministry delivered a stern warning on Thursday, saying Donald Trump's tariff threat was risking the whole global economy.
U.S. measures are essentially attacking global supply and value chains. To put it simply, the U.S. is opening fire on the entire world, including itself.
Just a day before, Chinese state media put it even more bluntly, saying a trade war would bring chaos to the world. At the same time, Beijing stuck to its line that it doesn't want to fight a trade war, but it seems to be gearing up for a pushback when the tariffs drop on Friday.
That's Reuters reporter Ed Giles. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of the Onchin Rikyo cult that carried out a deadly sarin attack on Tokyo's subway in 1995 has been executed. Reports from Japan say that Chizuo Matsumoto, who went by the name Shoko Asahara, was the first of several people scheduled to be hanged for the attacks, which killed 13 people and injured thousands more. The Onchin Rikyo cult mixed Buddhist and Hindu meditation with apocalyptic teachings that staged a series of crimes, including simultaneous sarin gas attacks on Tokyo subway trains during rush hour in March of 1995. The Japanese Justice Ministry confirmed Asahara's death, but not those of members of his group. Rain is in the forecast for Friday as rescuers scramble to extract 12 young football players and their coach from a flooded cave complex in the mountains of Thailand. The 12 boys and their coach have been trapped in the Tam Luang Cave since June 23rd. Rescue alternatives include teaching the boys to dive and then swim out, remaining in the cave for months until the wet season ends and flood waters recede, or drilling a shaft into the cave from the forest above. Harry Long is a British rescue specialist.
Explosives can be used, but once you start doing that, you build up poisonous gases in the airspaces around, which may mean that you've got to wait for that to sort of dissipate before you dare put anyone through there.
Water is still flooding the complex and is being continuously pumped out, reducing the flooding by about 1 centimeter per hour. The boys have been described as being in good health, and authorities have said they are being tended to by Thai Navy SEALs and medics who are staying with them inside the cave. Dozens of people are reported missing after a tourist boat capsized on rough seas late Thursday off the southern coast of Thailand. Authorities say the boat, carrying mostly Chinese tourists, overturned off the island of Phuket, and officials say the search for missing passengers was suspended overnight. The provincial governor said 53 people were missing, and the search is scheduled to resume Friday. A second boat capsized earlier in the day off the island's coast, but officials said the 39 Chinese and European tourists on board that vessel were rescued. At least 24 people were killed and dozens more were injured when a series of explosions ripped through fireworks workshops in a town just north of Mexico City Thursday. The dead included 4 firefighters and 2 police officers who rushed to the scene after the first explosion, only to be killed by a second wave of blasts. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.